Hello there. I hope you are doing well. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I surely hope that you are having an amazing February 27th. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. We are going to count our blessings. We are going to thank God for all that He has done, and we are going to leave this podcast today rejoicing at the deliverance that Jesus gives. So we're in Mark 5, continuing the story of this man who is tormented by demons, and we're in verses 6 through 13 in the New Living Translation, and the story goes like this. When Jesus was still some distance away, the man saw him, ran to meet him, and bowed low before him. With a shriek, he screamed, "Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In the name of God, I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had already said to the spirit, "Come out of the man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus demanded, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, because there are many of us inside this man." Then the evil spirits begged him again and again not to send them to some distant place. There happened to be a large herd of pigs feeding on the hillside nearby. "Send us into those pigs," the spirits begged. "Let us enter them." So Jesus gave them permission. The evil spirits came out of the man and entered the pigs. And the entire herd of about 2,000 pigs plunged down the steep hillside into the lake and drowned in the water. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this story. I love that this man ran. He ran to you, Jesus. He bowed before you. And then the demonic within him shrieked a bunch of stuff. And you simply did not interact except for asking what their name was and then giving them permission to go somewhere else, which is out of the man and into pigs. We'll learn later that the people of the village are terrified and scared because this is a really weird occurrence. But it's also a beautiful power encounter and a truth encounter, because we will eventually see this man in his right mind. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are in our lives that may have dabbled in the occult, who may have opened up their hearts and their lives to demonic things through drugs, through occult, through witchcraft, all those things. Those are really grievous things, Lord. And so we ask for your protection on our friends and family members who have opened that door. And we pray for deliverance. We pray that they would run to you like this man did. They would run to you with arms open wide, longing for deliverance. Lord, I pray that the demonic in their ear would become tormenting and distasteful only to the extent that it would cause the person to run to you. Lord, may it not be that they have to keep going down to deeper levels of depravity, but that they would hit rock bottom and they would reach up to you. And I do believe that there is a connection there in terms of addiction to substances that has a demonic element to it. And so, Lord, I pray for those people in my life and those people that we all know who are struggling with addiction, Lord, that they would turn to you and again hit that rock bottom and begin to have strength from you. Lord, we're all just a bunch of broken people who desperately need to know that you are strong enough to deliver. And we just spend some time right now thanking you for our own deliverance. When we ran to you or crawled to you, you were there. You took care of us. You took on evil. You took on our sins on the cross, on your shoulders, on your sacred brow. You bled and died for us. Your blood is the inauguration of a brand new covenant. Your body, broken for us, is the ushering in of a new way of interacting with God, where there is the veil that has been torn beautifully in two, that we can walk in to your presence. It is such a beautiful thing. We have been delivered from the domain of darkness and been transferred in to the domain of marvelous light. We thank you for that. We're grateful for salvation, and we honestly and earnestly pray that for our friends and our family members who don't yet know you. Please, Lord, please deliver them from the darkness that they're facing and bring them back Bring them back. Bring them back to you. Bring them to you. Lord, I know that you're strong enough. I trust you for this. I believe you for this. I know that you are strong enough to do this. I know that sometimes it feels like this is a long-standing prayer for some of the people in my life who have been away from you for a very long time, but I trust you and we trust you with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to this podcast. And if you want to support it, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. A bunch of levels there. And just so appreciate all of you who are listening to the show. You, like I said before, you are a blessing to me, and I'm so grateful for you. Have an amazing day.